Sitter Snippets series is generously sponsored by the Saka family in memory of Joseph Saka. Last night we discussed Shibchu Ahuvim and Nasnu Yedidim. Klai, so the Jewish people, we are described, we're labeled Ahuvim, we are beloved, and Yedidim, we're close confidants, we're friends, we are a close bond with Hashem. The Rinas Chaim explained that the Zmir Shiros, Tishbachos, Brachos, and Odos are not for the miracles and the salvation, for the redemption and the safety alone, but the fact that we're Ahuvim and Yedidim are enough of a reason to be grateful and to praise Hashem. What are Zmiros versus Shiros? So Zmiros are songs that are melodies without words. Zmiros are musical melodies, musical tunes, tunes and melodies. Shiros are songs with words. And each of these represents a different paradigm, a different way to connect to Hashem. They touch and tap into a different piece of our neshama. Sometimes a melody where we're not confined to the words. The words are not a distraction. The words are not our focus. The words are not what we're struggling to remember or to comprehend or to be mindful of. We simply lose ourselves in the melody, in the zmiros. And other times it's shiros. It's the words themselves which carry us, the words themselves that lift us. It's the words themselves which are meaningful. Tishbachos are the praises of Hashem, and brachos. Brachos is a funny word. We're describing the feelings we have, the expressions that we have towards Hashem, because we're so grateful, because of the miracles. Al zos, shibcho ahuvim, we spoke last night. What is the zos? Whatever the catalyst, whatever the cause, al zos. Because of this, we pour out zmiros, shiros, sishbachos, and brachos. So if you think of a bracha in the classic sense, you go to somebody for a bracha, so we don't give Hashem brachos. We are not the people to whom Hashem turns to for a bracha in his life. What it means, a bracha, is from the Lashon Brecha, it means flow. Bracha means what we are affirming is that everything good, everything in fact in this world altogether, it flows, it comes, it emanates from Hashem. The bracha is the brecha, the flow, the brecha, the shefa, everything comes directly from above, it all comes from Hashem. This fairly recent Rav Chaim Kanievsky on the Siddur says in here on the words brachos v'odos lemelech, the notion that all day we are consumed by wanting to express brachos v'odos, blessings and gratitude to the King, to Hashem. Says Rav Chaim and his Rebbetzin followed the advice of the Stipler, who would often recite nishmas as a way of thanking Hashem for the kindness He bestowed upon them. For example, they would recite this prayer after the birth of each of their children, when a child recovered from an illness or at any other juncture, they wished to thank Hashem for His salvation. In her later years, the Rebbetzin began reciting nishmas every night before going to sleep, to thank Hashem for the fact that the day had passed peacefully and that she remained alive. So that is an extreme fulfillment of that attitude, that commitment to Nasnu Yedidim, to be a Yedid Hashem, is to not be oblivious. To be a Yedid Hashem is to not be ignorant willfully or unintentionally of Hashem's kindness and His generosity in our lives, but it is to always be filled with Zmiros, Shiros, Tishbachos, and Brachos, to count and to recognize and to express the hodos for the brachos in our lives. And perhaps the tefillah that the Stipler told his family that most captures that is nishmas. The words of nishmas touch and tap into the deepest expressions of gratitude. And we have a Masorah of a tradition. Some people, when they celebrate a simcha, the birth of a child, the news of pregnancy, an engagement, a wedding. But Rebbetzin Kanievsky, Zichrono Levracha, took that to the extreme every night. In addition to Birchus Kriyashma, in addition to Kriyashma Lamita, every night she would recite Nishmas, a fulfillment of brachos. What are hodaos? We've shared many times the inside of the Pachad Yitzchak Rav Futner. The word hodaah means both an admission and gratitude. Every expression of gratitude, it is an admission that one needed the other. Modeh le and modeh al. Every time we say thank you, what we're saying is, I admit I needed you. I admit my life is enriched by you. That's why arrogant people struggle to be grateful, because they don't have the humility to recognize, they're not willing to admit that they needed or they were enriched by someone else. So when we offer hodaos, when we say thank you, we're not only saying thank you, but we're actually experiencing an exercise in humility. We're recognizing, we're making the admission that we are dependent on Hashem, not independent from Him, and that we need Him in our lives. L'melech kelchai v'kayam. To whom do we target all of this? Zmiros, shiros, tishbachos, brachos, v'odos. To melech kel chai v'kayam. What does that mean? Are they synonyms? Are they redundant? What does it mean? So as far as I'm saying, Melech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech. He's the source of everything. Source of all power. He's the omnipotent being. Kael is a description of Hashem not only as the source of all power in the world, but Kael is the source of chesed, of loving kindness, of graciousness, of goodness. Chai is the source of life itself. If Hashem didn't will our existence, we would cease to exist. All of existence is only because He wills it. He is Chai and Kayam eternally. It's not temporary. It's not fleeting. It's not something that He can only carry for a little while. But He's Melech, the source of all power. Kael, the source of all chesed. Chai, the source of life, the life source. And Kayam, all of that is eternal. All of that is infinite. All of that is forever. And then we continue, Ramban, Isa, Gadol, Venara. We're really building up. As we're getting ready for the Amida, as we're concluding the closing bracha of Shema, we're building up and understanding who He is and who we are. Why we're in fact about to take 3 steps forward and why we're going to turn to Him for all that we need. And so we have all these beautiful expressions that are trying to capture Hashem and why we need Him, which we'll continue with the Mirtz Hashem next week. Ram, Nisa, Gadol, Nora. I'll leave you with this question to think about over the weekend. Mashpil Geim Magbiya Shvalim, if He lifts, they're no longer Shafel. If He lowers, they're no longer Geim. So why do we describe them in that way? Pick up with it next time.